It's Thursday morning. It's time for Making Sausage. Big week in Minnesota politics. The legislative session started on Tuesday. New governor was inaugurated on Monday, and he's continuing to travel around the state with his lieutenant governor. They're headed to Duluth this evening. That's free and open to everybody. It's at UMD campus. And he's also going to Moorhead and Mankato and trying to get around to voters throughout the state for this inauguration. And like I said, the legislature started on Tuesday. Colleen Nardone in with us, DFL commentator, here to talk about another big story in Minnesota politics, the loss of Tom Rukavina. It's a pretty sad week.
Yeah, it was. I knew Tommy had been ill, but I didn't realize that it was at that point. And in fact, I don't think he did either, because he was down to get treatment, I believe, to try and keep. Tommy wouldn't have been somebody to give up. I mean, right down to the last breath, he'd have been fighting it. But he was a character. I mean, and when we say that, sometimes that marginalizes people, but he got things done, and he had a lot of, I want to say ideals, but that he would consider that too highfalutin a way to describe it. But he believed in things, and he believed in the kinds of things that he grew up with, supporting working people. He had worked some in the mines himself, and his father did, and his grandfather did, and he came from that tradition on the range. It's we talk about the range, but the range we know today is not the same as the range Tom grew up in, and he learned about what it's like to work hard, and he wanted people that worked hard to get a fair wage. And he advocated for that and voted for it and sponsored legislation for it all the time he was in the legislature. And he was very parochial in the sense that what came first with him was fighting for the people in his district. And then, by extension, that benefited a lot of other people, and he didn't mind that. If everybody got a raise because he increased the minimum wage, that was fine with him. But boy, if you were competing with something going on in his district, then that's one of the first, I first met him when he was running for office the first time. And he came before the MFT Endorsements Committee.
What's MFT?
Minnesota Federation of Teachers.
Oh, okay.
I thought he was just great, and I think we should endorse him. I didn't get
Why'd
very
you think
far
he was great?
That.
Why'd you think he was great back then?
Because he agreed with me on
everything. Well, that's good.
But he it wasn't that you had to pull it out of him, do you think teachers should have, and I can't remember what the issues were back in 1984, but you didn't have to prep him on what they were. Yeah. He thought they should, and he didn't get the endorsement, and he didn't win the election. But he came very, very close, and he was running against Representative Dominic E. Leoff, and Dom decided that'd be a good time to retire at the end of that term. So Tom ran again and won easily, and he could have stayed forever had he wanted to, I think. But he moved on when he became, I don't want to say disillusioned, when he'd done his thing at the legislature.
How long did he do his thing at the legislature?
It hasn't been all that long. He probably stayed there, from 80. He went in 86, and he'd been there 25, 30 years.
Yeah, and then went right on to ran for St. Louis County Commissioner, right?
Yeah, I think he was awfully getting tired of the trips to St. Paul and that kind of thing. And he was, but we had a disagreement once over a development project that was going to be in Itasca County. He thought it should be in his district instead. And one thing led to another. And I will tell you, voices were raised, because Tom was one of those people that thought you could convince people by talking louder. And yeah, we were, and it was, like I told my husband afterwards, it was a great experience in many ways, because I've never been able to get into an argument with somebody in the legislature, a male legislator, and stand looking eye to eye. And with Tommy, I could. We were the same height.
But what I understand about him is, and I knew him a little bit, is that you may go toe-to-toe to him, but you might go out and have a cocktail after or something like that.
Yes, that's absolutely right. More likely a beer.
Yeah.
But the next time I saw him, I mean, this one got so intense that Dougie Johnson came over and said, come on, you two, you know, knock it off. You're ruining the party for everybody else. But the next time I saw him, it was all forgotten. And come on over, we've got a table, sit with us, have a beer, you know, that kind of thing. And I found that characteristic of his relations with everyone. He could get really mad, but he stayed focused on the issue. And he didn't call, do any name calling or tell you you were stupid or anything like that. He just argued what he thought his point was, and then he argued it louder. But he was a good guy in that way. I never saw him take a position to hurt somebody. It was always a position where he thought he was helping somebody. I mean, when he said he wanted that industry. And in his district, it was because he thought his people needed it. It wasn't because he wanted to hurt the district it was going into. And that's a different approach sometimes. I mean, he liked to win. Everybody likes to win. But he also looked at the outcome. Another thing that was really big with him was Buy America. He was the one that I always call it the flag bill, where he wanted, if they displayed flags publicly in any public thing, you know, state sponsored thing in Minnesota, he wanted that flag to be made in the United States. Mm. And it was the first I realized they weren't. Mm. And I think that was true for a lot of other people. It was like, well, it's a flag. It's our flag. Of course it comes from this country. Well, they didn't all the time, and probably still don't all the time. But Tommy brought that to our attention. So people thought, well, yeah, he takes on a lot of minutiae, you know. But
I loved hearing the stories this week about when he ran for governor.
Governor, yeah.
And
had a big speech or something.
And that, well, he also had some, you know, everybody probably has T-shirts made up with their name on it.
Oh, yeah.
And all that kind of thing. He had some Made in America boxer shorts.
Mm-hmm. I was at that convention.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't go to support him. I had went to support a candidate my granddaughter was supporting, and she was an alternate from her district and couldn't get on the floor, so she made me promise I'd vote for her guy. And then Tom got up, and he gave his speech, and he talked about, you know, that's why the boxers, everything he wore was made in America. And then it came time to vote. And I kept thinking, you know, I wanted to keep Alexandra involved in politics. I wanted to do what I promised, but I had to vote for Tommy on the first ballot. There was just no way I could not vote for the guy from the range after, you know, the speech he gave and everything.
So then he was a St. Louis County Commissioner?
Mm-hmm.
And did he keep that same passion? Was he the same guy?
Very, still very passionate. And he'd work with anybody, you know, for if the issue was right. He was partisan, but he was partisan because of issues. He wasn't partisan to pick a fight with someone, although I think he'd have made a heck of a minority leader. And one time he contemplated it, and it didn't happen for him. But one story I told my daughter I would tell about him, because to her it's who he was. And she said she worked at the legislature in the House of Representatives at that point in time. And she said, I heard speeches from people that inspired me or educated me or motivated me. But she said, only Representative Rukavina gave a speech that made me cry. And he talked about raising the minimum wage. And he talked about people that are going to work at minimum wage forever. It's not just a training wage. It's not just for a high school kid. He said some people are not gifted with the skills and talents to go on from there. And he said they deserve a place to live and food to eat and dignity of having being paid fairly. And she said, by the time he got done, I was crying. And she said, every time I talk about it, I cry. Mm-hmm. And I said something to him about it afterwards. And he said, oh, I said, you remember that speech? He said, Colleen, when I'm giving a speech, I just do it. I don't think about what I'm going to say. I just say what I'm feeling, and I go on to the next thing. He said, I can't remember any speech I ever gave. I couldn't. But that's kind of who he was. He was a fighter. He was aggressive. He was a good friend. He never represented me, certainly, and we disagreed on a great many regional issues. But he was always a friend to the people he knew.
He cared.
Yes, he did. Cared. And we don't see that as much as I would like. But he cared passionately and effectively.
We're remembering Tom Rukavina today. I think they did announce, his services this weekend?
I have not heard. Okay. I looked last night and I couldn't find it.
I did see something online, so it was in some of the... Trying to look here, but you can check in. I think it was in the Virginia paper, and we'll find some more information on that as well. I think it had been announced.
So. I can't imagine where they're going to have the services that would begin to accommodate all the people that'll want to be there.
Yeah, Colleen Nardone, DFL commentator. Anything to note this week? I know kind of the first week of the legislature is kind of more pomp and circumstance during the week. Not as much going on yet.
They've started now with their first temporary rules in the House, and it's interesting that, of course, they've immediately been challenged and criticized by the minority leader, who thinks they are preventing transparency, which, you know, is being called ugly by a frog because he had the least transparent leadership style of anyone I've ever seen there. We are also seeing some positives, I think, coming from both House DFL leadership and from Senator Gazelka, who is representing the Republicans in the Senate. And they're finding things that they can work on. And I've think there's going to be some progress in the legislature this time, because I think the two bodies will probably be able to work better together. I would still like to have the opportunity to visit with Representative Ryan Winkler, the House Majority Leader, who chairs the Rules Committee, because he is moving forward so that the House will be run under different rules than it was in the past 2 years. So I think we're going to see some things happening in both houses. I don't think anybody's going to roll over on the issues that he or she considers important, but I think we're going to see movement and progress.
Okay, we'll be discussing the Minnesota legislature with Colleen throughout the session, and if you want to weigh in on any of it, you can send us an email, comments@kexe.org. It looks like services for Rukavina are on Saturday, January 19th at Holy Spirit Catholic Church in Virginia at 11, visitation the night before the 18th at the Range Funeral Home. So, good to know. Thanks for coming in today.
Thanks,
we appreciate
Colleen.
Your stories. Yeah. This is the Thursday Morning Show.